broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It's a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here, 99.5 QIK. Thanks for waking up with us. Kevin, I just told Lana that my shoulder hurt.
Yeah.
She goes... Oh, you got the shot, huh? You got the vaccine? They go, no, I just slept on it wrong.
That happens, Lana.
It's like
oh,
numb
you got
right
shot.
Now. Oh, yeah, there you go.
No, slept on it wrong.
Yeah, not quite yet. Very nice. We're going to have a little Kidney Chesney tailgate prize pack. We're going to do a live concert on Saturday starting at 7.
Starting at 7, so gather your friends, fill up your cooler, get your speakers outside, and we're going to do like a little Kenny Chesney concert at home. Because it was supposed to be Saturday at Raymond James Stadium. So we're going to have our little own. Kenny's going to be playing some live songs, and it's not quite a concert, but it's something. At least it's something little.
Lana, yesterday I made a request of guitars and tiki bars. Did you make sure that song made it in?
I got it in there.
Gosh. I yes. love this.
Yep.
Look at that.
It's
all
in there.
All over it.
We can
all
play it right now if we want to.
No, we are not going to play it right now. We're going to save it because it's going to be so much better.
Yes.
Also, Adventure Island tickets. We're playing a little game called Choose Your Adventure. We will all say in an adventure that we supposedly went on. You got to find out which one is true. Yesterday, mine was that I went in a helicopter in Hawaii and looked at the... this sounds really bougie, but it wasn't really... The helicopter was a little sketchy, actually. But we went up there and looked at the volcanoes. And, I got super motion sickness. And the girl that I was dating at the time found that out the hard way. And it wasn't great. So that was a big thing. But anyway, so that's coming up at 8:40 for you. And then Miss Tennille Art's going to be on the show at 8:20.
Yay! Her new number one song. I'm so excited for her.
Now, we're about to play that song for sure. So we'll play her new one. And, again, you'll hear it coming up at 8:20. So excited about that. Right now, though, I want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? Hit us up. We'll get you on the air. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. You're coming on the air with us. 99.5 QIK. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
I'm Jim in Newport Richie.
Jim in Newport Richie, what in the world are you doing up right now?
I've been waiting for you guys to show up to go to work.
Yeah, we're here. We've been here a little bit. We just don't talk till like 6.
But anyway, I'm waiting for my morning show. I can't start my day without you guys.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you calling, man. Thanks for telling us that.
Well, I'm having a lot of, so... Oh, Lana said hi.
Good morning. I'm right here.
How do you have a yingling in the morning this early?
He just got off work.
No, I just got up.
Or there's that.
Well, you tried to give him an excuse.
She tried to cover me. She tried to cover me.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, you have a great day, and we appreciate you listening.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, coming up next, we'll play Secret Celebrity for that Kenny Chesney tailgate prize pack. It's after this. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
That's right, and Kenny Chesney's deluxe album comes out on May 7th. We're going to hook you up with that, and you get qualified for a Blue Chair Bay Rum prize pack so you can have a little fun tailgate with us when we listen to some live Lenny Cut. That's Kenny, not Lenny. Kenny Cuts this Saturday night.
All right, who is this?
Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl.
Well, that song was number one today in 2010 on the Billboard charts for this gentleman. Yes, it was his fourth number one. I believe he has warned everybody about tequila.
Yeah, that that stuff will make her clothes come on.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what.
And he's like Greg D. He's always saying it's sunny and 75.
Oh, there you go. Ooh, nicely done. Great. And a Greg D reference. I love it.
Always got to get a Greg D reference in
from
there.
ABC Action News, meteorologist Greg D. Oh, man, that's great. And also, you know, he never touches dimes. He's more of a nickel guy. So he's really likes nickels.
Okay.
So anyway, that should be a huge hint for you right there.
Huge.
All right. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. I really hope someone calls in and says pennies. It's going to be great. All right, Maggie in Palm Harbor right now playing our game, Secret Celebrity. Maggie, who is our secret celebrity?
Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl.
Joe Nichols?
Joe Nichols.
Look at
yes.
that.
That song, Give Me That Girl, was number one back in 2010 today. It was his fourth number one, but way to go.
Thank you.
You got it. Where are you headed this morning?
Work.
Work? What do you do for work?
Work at the hospital.
Oh, nice. Are you a nurse or what do you do?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for what you do. That's awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, cool. We're going to get you hooked up on something pretty neat.
Yeah, enjoy that new Kenny Chesney Deluxe album, and then we'll get you qualified for that Blue Chair Bay Rum prize pack. Got a cooler in there and some beach towels and stuff, so you can kind of have a little tailgate party this Saturday when we crank up some live Kenny at 7 o'clock.
That's awesome. You guys are great.
All right. Hang on for me, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Coming up next, we have a letter from somebody for our QYK Family Matters. Going to need your help, QYK Family. It's after Give Me That Girl, Joe Nichols, right now on 99.5 QYK.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone.
That type of week again, QYK Family Matters. We get an email from somebody, QYKFamilyMatters@gmail.com. We read it on the air, and then QYK Family, we turn it over to you to try to help out this person. Who do we have today? Lana.
This is from Kate in Seminole. She says, my family is giving me grief because I'm not going home for my grandmother's 90th birthday. Grandma is not vaccinated. I am not vaccinated. And the majority of my family is not vaccinated. I'm afraid I'm putting grandma at risk. But my family is now guilt tripping me into this because, she says she doesn't want to risk going back to Jersey from a place like Florida where there's so many people. She's like, I really don't know what to do. Should I go to my grandma's 90th birthday or just stay here in Florida and keep everybody else safe?
Well, I will say this, the majority of people here, I don't want to speak in generalizations.
27% are vaccinated.
Yeah, but a majority of people here, though, have a mentality of they're a little bit more open to doing things and parties and whatnot versus a place like Jersey that's been shut down and New York has been shut down a bit. So they are a little bit more strict on things there. So I could see that being a little bit different. But the thing is, the family is not really lining with what Jersey's all about right now and being very strict and all that. They're like, hey, come on out. Come do something. Come be a part of a party. But a 90-year-old woman, you know, that's very high risk.
Very high risk. But then you also have to look at, she's 90. You know,
I mean, celebrating,
you know, and go celebrate with her. That's a huge milestone. And, you know, it's a chance for, you know, you just see your family. But bottom line is, what's the most important thing?
That's tough. I mean, my mom came out for her 70th. She's vaccinated now, but she came out for her 70th.
She wasn't then.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
she is now.
She took a risk, and you took a risk by hanging out with your mom when she was here.
I tried not to hang out with her, actually. No, really, though. It was a risk, and she said, I'm willing to do it, and she, you know, wore masks and all that, but it doesn't sound like this party is going to be one where it's going to be socially distanced, and people are going to be, because remember, when this all started, people were going to their grandparents or going to, you know, assisted living homes and waving through the window.
Right.
And now it's kind of like,
where are we?
We're getting a little bit more lax, I guess, on the rules.
Sure.
So,
what would you do? Would you go to the party or would you stay home and keep your family safe? But man, it's grandma's 90th.
That is true, but it is a risk. We want to know what the QYK family thinks right now. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. All right, doing our QYK Family Matters right now. It's 99.5 QYK. We got a letter from Kate, and Kate basically said, hey, my family's giving me a lot of grief for not going home for my grandmother's 90th birthday, and I just don't feel comfortable doing that because I have not been vaccinated. She has not been vaccinated. I've been living here in Florida. She lives in Jersey, and there's a lot of risk because she's going to be 90 years old, and I just don't feel comfortable with all the family getting together and me being a part of that. And So she's kind of on the fence about going and doesn't really know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the letter that she wrote us in, and we kind of were on both sides. Lana, you said go. I said, ugh. I mean, I'd be really hesitant for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Stephanie in Brooksville right now. Wants to comment on this. Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning, JR. Doing good.
All right, so tell me what you think about this.
I think she should stay here because with her luck, she'll get up there and they won't even let that many people party together.
Yeah, you know, she really maybe doesn't know the plans. I mean, that could be something, too.
Yeah, I understand that her grandma's going to be 90. She ain't going to be able to have another 90th birthday, but it'd be sad she has that 90th birthday and she goes up there and stuff, you know, and they can't even hang out because they put a limit, still has a limit on it.
Right. Now, would you go if you were her?
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. Just because of the risk.
I'm in the medical field and I've been vaccinated, but I still wouldn't go. I wouldn't take the chance.
All right, Stephanie, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Anita in Largo. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Jayla and Lana.
What are your thoughts on this?
I think she should absolutely go to the party.
Okay, so mm-hmm. We just had someone say that she shouldn't. Tell me why she should.
She should because we need to get back to living. I think that she should go. I mean, her grandma's 90. Her grandma has pretty much lived the majority of her life, and it's all about life is a risk.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. I see my mom. My mom's 82. I've been back to Indiana to visit with my family, and I think that's just my opinion. I think she should absolutely go.
And I think things, like you said, you know, Jer, earlier, things are loosening up and people are traveling more and they're
right.
Going out and doing more things. And besides that, more people are getting vaccinated. So that risk has gone down, still out there, still have to be careful, but it has gone down.
Well, and another point to you, Lana, is there's a lot more protocols, too.
Right.
Like we're finding out more and more of the protocols and how these risks work and whatnot. So there are different things to consider versus a year ago, you know.
Absolutely.
All right, Anita. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Have a great right. day.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you want to be there for your parents or your grandmother or whatever it is. But, you know, my dad yesterday talked to me on the phone. He's like, hey, when you come back? I'm like, well, do you guys feel comfortable with me coming back? Even though they've both been vaccinated, I go, I just want to make sure that, you know, you guys are cool with that. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. Come on, come back whenever you want. And my dad's 75. My mom's 70.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know what I would do if it was my dad, if it was my grandfather's 90th, if he was still with us. I mean, that would be tough.
Well, but then you need to, if you're not going to go, then, you know, don't book a trip to Mexico or something either. So,
well, I did go to Mexico.
So.
That is true.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're not going to go to grandma's 90th, well, then you shouldn't be going out to the bars. You shouldn't be going out, you know, to Mexico and going out, you know, clubbing and stuff like that.
Well, so. I definitely wasn't clubbing. But when I went to Mexico, there's a whole lot of more protocols. I could have got stuck there if I would have tested positive. So
right.
I got tested twice before I went and I got tested twice before I came back.
Well, and we all know, too, you can get tested right before you get on an airplane and you can get tested right after you get off of an airplane.
Period or whatever it is.
And if you want to, you know, just at least do that for yourself and safety, and I'd go to grandma's party. Yeah.
Well, there you go, QYK family. We appreciate it. Hopefully that helps out. Kate, good luck with that as well. All right, coming up 7:05, your car line fun fact. Thanks for having us on. It's 99.5 QYK.
Well, it's a car line, fun fact.
All right, your car line fun fact right now. In 2021, the overall human population is estimated to be more than 7.8 billion people with a B, and it's shown an increase in kids in 2021. Why do you think that is, Lana?
Because people were stuck at home last year.
There you go, right there.
And they had nothing to do. They couldn't leave the house.
Yes. Well, there's plenty to do. They just went out of the house. All right, so also, here's the other one for you. What do you think the most visited country is before the pandemic, obviously, is in the world? Most visited country. About 86 million people a year go there.
I'm going to say the United States.
Okay, it's not the United States.
Country. I'll say France.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is correct.
France! Hey!
Disney's not in France.
Yes, it is. They have Disney World Paris. Yes, they do.
They do? Well, yes, there you go. That'd be why then.
Lana's got a birthday coming up. We'll get her a map. All right, it's going to be very exciting. 6 minutes away from a brand new 7:15 second date update. That is your car line fun fact. EYB right here. Love ain't.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Let's see what we can do here. We got Matt on the phone for our 7:15 second date update. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, good. Good morning. Thanks for helping me out, I hope.
Yeah, we're hoping to try to help you out as well. So tell us about this girl, Laura. How'd you guys meet, and how was your date?
Yeah, so we were actually set up by mutual friends, which doesn't happen that often anymore, and it was kind of like a blind date, although I stalked her a little on social media.
Of course.
Check her out first. You know.
Right.
But she was great. We had a blast. I took her to dinner at Seasons 52. They had really good food there, nice ambiance. Kind of romantic, excellent service. You've been, you know. And I thought the convo went really well, and we stayed there for like a long time. You know, not just like, all right, dinner and a drink and get out of there. Like, we had dinner, like 2-3 drinks, dessert, and even after dessert, we kind of kept talking for a while. Like, I thought we were like really into each other. Eventually, it ended, and I told her, you know, this is great. I'm glad our friends hooked us up. I can't wait to see you again. You know, like, nice and direct. She agreed, gave me like a little hug and said, I'll hit you up soon. And then I haven't heard from her.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple questions about the date. Were there any topics that came up that might have maybe offended her or made her uncomfortable?
No, I thought we avoided politics and, you know, previous relationships. Like, we didn't
that was
make
smart.
It weird or too heavy.
Okay, yeah, well, nothing else that you guys, nothing else happened. No random person showed up on the date, an ex or anything like that.
No,
some weird habit you have or something like that.
No, and you know, like at the end, I like read she was going in for a hug, not a kiss. So it wasn't like a weird, like you sort of kiss and miss or turns the cheek. Like I saw the hug, I went for the hug. I didn't push it. Try to be a gentleman, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, let's go ahead and try to call her. Okay, Matt, can you hang on for us?
All right. Yeah.
All right,
hope we can get it figured out.
We'll try our best. Hang on. Trying to help out Matt this morning on the 7:15 second date update. They went to Seasons 52. He thought things really went well. Mm-hmm. He was very impressed by her, and he said it wasn't like a rush dinner. Like, they hung out afterwards.
Yeah, and they were set up by friends, and so obviously your friends kind of know, too, you know, hey, these people might gel
right
together. So it already seemed like they were getting along really, really well and had a great date. He said, what about a hug, too?
Got a hug, and he didn't push it. So it was good.
Didn't get awkward.
It was a good hug. Wasn't an awkward hug.
It wasn't a long hug.
Yeah. Those are bad.
All right. Well, let's try to call Laura and see if we can get her on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, this is Laura.
This is she.
Hey, Laura, sorry to bother you this morning. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew.
On the radio?
That's yes. Us.
Good morning.
Okay. Why?
Well, we do something called a 7:15 second date update. We talk to people about dates they went on. I actually wanted to talk to you about a date you recently went on. Do you have like 5 minutes that we can talk to?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Thank you. We wanted to ask you about this guy, Matt. I guess a couple of your friends set you guys up, and you guys went to Seasons 52, and he said you guys had a great time. He was really into you, and now he's been trying to set up another date with you and has heard absolutely nothing from you. What's going on?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay, we'll just jump in. Matt, cool guy. Went out, had a great dinner, had a great conversation, like a lot of chemistry. I was actually really feeling him, but unfortunately I got super disappointed. I'll just put it to you this way. I can't afford to go out with a guy like Matt. Well, we were catching up and getting to know each other, and things were fine, and it was really fun. And then we started talking about, like, what do you do for work? And I explained to him, well, it's been hard since the pandemic, and I'm in sales. And last year, you know, I didn't get my bonus, but this year I actually did really well, and I got a really big bonus. And I was just expressing how excited I was that I'm, you know, back working and things are flowing. And all of a sudden he's like, wow, Miss Moneybags. And he's like, let's get the whole bottle then. And then he orders a big bottle of wine, and then he says, let's take another round of this. And he starts just ordering stuff, and he's like, wow, looks like you're picking up the tab. And I thought he was kind of joking.
I was gonna say,
something.
Was he joking around with you?
Yeah,
I kind of thought so too, until the bill came. And I ended up paying the whole bill.
You well, what did he do when the bill came?
He just kind of said, well, thanks for treating me. so glad if you get your new job.
What?
I was kind of in shock, so I just paid it, you know, but I cannot. I was so incredibly offended and I'm turned off. Just taking advantage of somebody, and I didn't offer.
Right.
I was just sharing, hey, I'm excited that I'm employed again and I'm making some money. That doesn't mean I'm here to support you and your lifestyle.
Well, but you know what? Laura, we actually have Matt with us on the phone. I want to bring him back on and hear what he's got to say. Matt?
Yeah. Hey, Laura. What's the big deal? Don't talk about your money if you're not trying to spend it.
I don't know what reality you live in, Matt. We were having a good time. I wasn't bragging. I was excited that I was getting employment happening. Work is flowing. It's not like I'm, going home and sleeping on bags of cash or, taking my yacht out every night. And it's not like I'm rolling in the dough. And it's not even the point. Even if I was, I wasn't there to just be your meal ticket. Literally, it was a get to know you. And we even talked about, hey, let's just make this no pressure. Let's have fun and we'll both just split the bill. We had said that before we even went out on the date.
Right. Let me ask you a question. You didn't talk specifics about the amount or anything like that of what your bonus was like that.
She said the number of figures involved.
Okay.
And it wasn't four or five.
Well, I'm just surprised. I'm kind of surprised by that conversation of usually you stay away from one of those subjects of money. What you make and stuff like that,
It doesn't matter. It's not his money. And I didn't say, hey, get whatever you want. It's on me. That was extremely rude and presumptuous. I mean, who does that? That's somebody that's an opportunistic person. I'm not.
I was going to pay for the next few dates anyway. You'll get one eventually.
I'll pass on the date to McDonald's. Yeah. You could take someone else out and let them supersize the meal and look like a big man.
My goodness.
But, yeah.
So, you get what she's saying, though, right, Matt? Obviously, changing your tune and being like, oh, we got Mrs. Moneybags here. That can kind of put her on the spot, don't you think?
I guess I could see it, but the drinks were flowing. We were having fun. I was half joking, and then she, paid while I went to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, I guess I wasn't joking, I don't know.
Did you offer to pay, though, when you came back? You should have been like, why'd you pay the tab? Let me give you some money.
I don't remember at this point.
Convenient. Well, funny how that happens. Honestly, this seems you guys shouldn't have talked about that subject, but what if you just scratched it and started over and said, hey, we're not going to talk about money. Let's go out on a date. And you know what? We want to set you guys up. Would you guys be willing to do that, Laura?
No, I'm definitely going to hard pass this guy, situation.
Huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Really? I'll Venmo you my half if it's that big a deal to you. If those extra $120 make that big a difference, I'll Venmo it to you.
That's a date.
It's just the attitude behind it. That's what you can't Venmo me. So that's why it's irritating. It's that.
Thank God we can't.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, you maybe didn't get the answers you wanted, but you got some answers of why she's not getting back to you. If you were joking, then maybe she just didn't get the joke and it just kind of landed wrong for her. And it's up to her, and I guess she's not going to go on another date with you, man.
Okay.
All right, better to learn someone's not generous early on, I guess.
Okay.
Man, or they're going to be a mooch their whole life. So good to know.
All right, guys.
Have a
take care.
Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We're just talking about Laura and Matt, who they went on a date and they went to Seasons 52. Laura had mentioned, hey, I'm really excited because I had struggled in 2020, but now 2021 has been starting off well and I actually got a bonus and I'm very excited about it. Well, Matt ran with that and said, well, Mrs. Moneybags, looks like you're paying for the date.
Yeah.
And instead of joking, it got more and more serious where actually when the check came, he got up and left.
Yeah, he just went to the bathroom and just left her there with it. And That's just uncool.
It's not cool at all. And anyway, we're going to get your reactions right now. We got Adam on the phone. Adam, what do you think, man?
I don't care how much money that woman makes. You pick up the check always.
Yeah, you're talking about he should have picked up the check.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
He should have definitely picked it up. I don't care if she was a millionaire. You always pick up the check.
Well, especially on the first date.
Yeah. I mean, he can't blame it on, he went to the restroom, whatever. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I think he did too, Adam. And I just think it's a topic you stay away from, too. I'm not necessarily really pumped that she brought up the fact that I just got this big bonus and all that. I just feel like that's a topic for a first date that shouldn't be there either.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, that's why I called in, too, is because these past second date updates I've been listening to, I don't know what's going on with these guys nowadays. I don't know if it's this younger generation or what, but
it's unbelievable, and I'm so glad that I'm not dating anymore.
All right, Adam, yeah. Thanks for calling, man. Have a great day, dude.
All right,
thanks. You know what? The other thing, too, I was thinking is with Matt and Laura, when they got him on the phone, Matt never let up on that. He's like, I guess I kind of see what you're saying, but, you know, don't talk about money and how you have it if you're not willing to spend it. I couldn't believe he said that.
Yeah, she's better off without him.
All right. Well, if you missed it, you can hear it on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. We'll put it up there. That's our 7:15 second date update. Your chance at $500 coming up next.
Good time. Oh, I think I got a bite.
I like when he goes, good time. I think that's a cool. I don't know. I just like that part in Nico Moon's song. Good time.
It's not the same.
I'm not hearing it right. I'm sorry.
Cue the bed, please.
Yes. Wow. I feel good. All right. I do a good story for you right now. 995 QIK. Probably didn't expect that in your car this morning.
Nope.
All right. This is a story that we're not encouraging, obviously, speeding. But making a good situation out of a bad situation.
Yeah, normally we would not be high-fiving and clapping for a speeder that is running through Hillsborough County, except for today. They were speeding through Hillsborough County, and they were let off with a warning. Well, the woman that got the warning, she kind of looked it up, and she's like, I was going 15 over the limit.
Okay.
I would have been issued a $253 ticket, but instead the deputy left me off with a warning. So what she decided to do is she decided to say thank you and to take that $253, and she wants to pass it along, and she sent it back to Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, and she said, please accept this check for Officer Magley Fund, Deputy Michael Magley, who was an 8-year veteran of Pinellas County's Sheriff's Office. He lost his life back in February. So she took the money that she would have been ticketed and donated it to his family and his memorial fund. So,
cool.
What do you like that? She goes, I learned my lesson. This was long overdue. I just wanted to say thank you for the pass warning on Tarpon Avenue. I'm now more mindful. Please take this check and share it with the family.
Way to turn that around. That is great. That is very good.
I mean, nobody does that. Nobody did. So we don't know her name, so I guess we have to say, give it up to the speaker.
Give it up for this lady.
What
a gal.
What an awesome thing to do.
Yeah, I think that's really cool that she did that. Kind of had very good perspective when it came to this. And even wrote a little card, too, so I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, nice. what an awesome thing to do. But it's also the mindfulness, you know.
Yeah.
While they let me off, I'm not going to forget this, and I'm going to do something nice. So karma is going to come back to that girl.
I love that. All right, that is your I Feel Good story right there. Coming up, we have your 8:10 Music Minute with Lana. Right now, it's Kenny Chesney, the good stuff on 99.5 QIK. Oh, and $500 in less than 10 minutes.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise Music Minute on 99.5 QIK.
Well, the pandemic cheated Rascal Flatts out of doing their farewell tour, so Jay DeMarcus was asked if they might eventually reschedule the farewell tour, and here's what he said.
I can't imagine that at some point we won't go back out and do it one more time. Or who knows? It may not even be a farewell tour. I don't know what the future will hold. I know that the year that we lost brought a lot of things into perspective for us and made us take stock of some of the things that maybe we took for granted.
I agree with that. There's not a shot in the world they don't do a residency somewhere.
Oh, sure.
Or do another tour somewhere. I mean, they've already done the Vegas thing, so they definitely will. I mean, if Brooks and Dunn have come back from things and other duos, they will definitely be doing it again. weekend, so I'm excited for that.
For sure. Well, Jason Aldean is going to be live streaming his May 15th socially distant show at the Bonnaroo Festival in Tennessee. This will be the second of his two nights there. LD Shane is the opener. If you want to go to BonnarooFarm.com, you can buy live stream tickets there. And it seems like he's still making some good money because Jason bought a new home.
I saw that.
This time in the Turks and Caicos Islands.
Oh, my goodness.
Right there in the Caribbean. He and his wife, Brittany, have been posting lots of pictures on Instagram, of course, and most of them are shots on the ocean and on the beach. So another lovely home in Turks and Caicos.
I think her caption was, "Our new home away from home." And said, Brittany, congratulations.
Because she needs to get away from that other house.
And yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so small. It gets to be so big sometimes. And you know that Nashville. Yeah.
All right, we'll get your boots on. Dierks Bentley is bringing back the High Times and Hangovers Club Tour beginning next month. Now, this is where he goes to small dive bars and does some shows. But he's only doing a 5-show run. And I'm looking through the dates. We're doing a little road trip, JR. We're going to Gainesville. We're going to Knockin' Boots.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be there on May 14th there in Gainesville. So if we want to go there, tickets will go on. Actually, tickets are already on sale for that.
That's the name of the bar in Gainesville, Knockin' Boots?
Knockin' Boots, yeah.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Actually, I misspoke. The tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
It's okay, Laura. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Thank you for
But hopefully, High Times and Hangovers Club Tour will get some more dates, and we will have one here in we'll see. All right, and finally, Miranda Lambert. She did her first concert in over a year last weekend, and she was so moved to be back on stage that she started crying. And she posted a clip of it on TikTok. I mean, she lost it during the song, The House That Built Me. And the entire crowd had to basically sing the lyrics for her because she literally couldn't stop crying. She's wiping her eyes. We've got the video up on the website at 995QIK.com. I got a feeling that is going to happen a lot. A lot of artists are going to get very emotional as they take the stage for the first time. So I welcome the tears. I can't wait to see them. So.
Jack Ingram jumped on stage with her, too, because it's in Billy Bob.
In Texas.
And yeah, so it was, that looked awesome. That looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, she was doing a couple of nights there. 3 shows she did out in Texas. So crossing our fingers that she will make it here to the Bay Area. All right, I'm excited to talk to this girl. She got her very first number one. We've got Tennille Arch. She is going to join us next here, about 6 minutes on 99.5 QIK. But right now, let's play this new one from Chase Rice featuring Florida Georgia Line.
Well, that's a song right there. Tennille Arch, Somebody Like That, is gone number one. And she is one of our friends from the north, the Canadian, the amazing country artist that's on the scene, Miss Tennille Arch. Let's give it up right now.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Lana, first off, wanted to comment on what you were wearing to the ACMs.
Oh, my gosh. Your dress was gorgeous. Can we talk about it? Like, did you pick it out? Oh, did somebody pick it out for you? Where'd you get it?
Yeah. So my stylist, you guys, we got to wear Dolce & Gabbana. What?
Wow.
She picked out this amazing dress, and there were actually like 6 or 7 dresses that I tried on. I tried on every single one that she got, and this was the last one that I tried on. I thought, there's no way that color is going to look good on me. Like, I'm just, no, like, I'm not sure about it, but I'll try it on. And then it was just, oh my gosh, I fell in love and I was so excited to wear it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, we've got pictures on our website at 995QIK.com. And it's like a gold dress and it's got like rope tying on it, it looks like.
Yeah, it was like these cool little like...
braided.
You know, kind of bronze like chains. Yeah, it was so cool.
Yeah, it's really, really pretty. Well, nice choice.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, the folks back in Canada that are watching you on the red carpet, what's the vibe? What are they telling you? What's the texts that are coming through?
Oh my gosh, everybody has been so nice. Like, I just, I've been soaking up this feeling. Everybody's been so incredible. I just, like, have butterflies constantly. It's just been the most exciting few weeks of my life. And I'm also gonna get a tattoo.
Oh, you
really?
I am. I don't exactly know what yet, but I have, like, a pact with, like, 3 people that, you know, we said if this song happened to go number one, we would all get matching tattoos. And I think they thought it was like a joke, but I'm holding them to it and we are going to make this happen.
All right, well, make sure. I mean, obviously it's going to be meaningful because it's for your number one, but let's just make sure that it's something that is like 10 years down the road. You're going to be like, aha, yeah, that was a good decision on my part.
Oh, yeah, it'll be super tiny. So don't worry.
And not on your neck or anything, right? It's not going to be on your neck.
No.
All right, very cool. Tennille Art's on the phone right now. Number one song, Somebody Like That. Now, Tennille, I want to play a little game with you, okay? It's called Somebody Like That. So I will name like a category or something, and then you tell me who you'd want in that position, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bodyguard. Anybody on the planet?
Who's that really? You guys, I can't think of names. Like maybe LeBron. I don't know.
LeBron James. That's
yeah,
fine.
That's a great bodyguard.
All right, here we go. Most famous person in your phone.
That's a very good question. So I'm a huge, huge fan of Lori McKenna, the songwriter, and she is in my phone, which is incredible.
Wow.
And I love her so much. So yeah.
Do you get afraid to, like, when you text her, like, ah, oh, should I text her right now? Is this okay? Like, are we that good of friends? Or is she like,
I know, yeah, you think about that stuff for sure.
All right, dream female duet.
Ooh. You know what? I've been obsessed with Carrie Underwood's voice my entire life.
Well, especially
so
after the performance, too, the other night. I mean,
yeah,
she just killed
what
it.
In the world? Like, no, like, how? Yeah. I don't know. She's not human.
Yeah.
All right. Dream male duet.
Ooh. I love Keith Urban. I
So do I.
You're
you know
talking
what?
Lana's language now.
He's got all of the summer bangers. Like, I just love him.
I love it. All right, cool. Someone you were starstruck by?
Let's see. I, like, when I first moved to town, I went to a bar here in Nashville called Blue Bar, and it's, I don't even think it's there anymore, but I saw Miranda Lambert, and I don't even know what I said to her. Like, I think I cried. I don't know. but I was... That was my first time being, like, super starstruck. And now I know to, like, try to keep my cool. Like, I'm screaming inside, but on the outside, I'm trying to play it cool. But, yeah, that was, like, one of those moments where it just kind of, like, caught me by surprise.
All right, and finally, our Somebody Like That game, who should be celebrating their first number one song ever?
Me.
Tennille. Well, listen, congratulations. This is going to be an awesome moment for you. We are so happy for you. The song, by the way, is holds its weight big time. It is a fantastic song.
Oh, it's such a great song.
So a great job on your part and your team for coming out with this. And we appreciate your time.
Thank you so, so much. And thank you for playing this song. You guys are making this dream come true for me. So thank you so much.
All right, you have a great day.
Thanks, Tennille.
Thank you, you too. Bye. Thank you.
Dylan Scott, Nobody right there. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. We talk about this all the time. One of our favorite things we do is First Responder Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Get to honor a first responder in our community. It is a thrill for us to do that, and it's so great. But we need you to nominate someone. So definitely nominate someone right now at 995QIK.com. We're always taking nominations. We do go through them. Kevin goes through them, and we get to nominate that person or get to honor that person, I should say, on the air.
That's right. And it doesn't even have to be a husband or a wife or a family member. If you work with somebody, I mean, a lot of you work together or somebody on your crew, or maybe you're the lieutenant or the captain of somebody and you want to really recognize somebody in that you've worked with that's done an outstanding job. This is a great way to do that. We just want to learn more about those of you in our community because we know the struggles that you go through and how hard it is. And we just want to give you some recognition, something you never want to do for yourself anyway, but you deserve it.
And that's why we need someone else to do it for them.
Yes.
So if I'm honoring Lana, I want to nominate Lana, and then they will talk to me and I get to kind of brag on Lana or whatever. Mm-hmm. So if she was a first responder. So definitely hit us up. Just go online. Takes like 5 minutes at 995QIK.com. Nominate them. Kevin will get back to you and we'll be able to honor them on Friday for First Responder Friday. All right. Adventure Island tickets. We're going to play a little game called Choose Your Adventure. I needed a caller 9 right now. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. 1099, short break. We come back. We're playing. All right, we got Mick on the phone from St. Pete. He's ready to play our game called Choose Your Adventure. Now, Mick, here's how it works. We are all going to read something that's a quote-unquote adventure that we've experienced. Only one of them is true, though, so you got to pick myself, JR, Lana, or Kevin to decide which one of us is telling the truth, okay?
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Oh, goodness. Well, do you listen to the show?
I do, but I haven't listened recently on this this game.
Well, good news. We haven't talked recently about any of the adventures we've been on, so this is good. All right, here we go. Lana, why don't you go ahead and kick us off?
I went snorkeling in the Keys and ran into a family of barracudas. I had no idea they were barracudas until the captain of the boat was yelling me to move on.
Okay, Kevin, your adventure.
I waited outside of Tom Brady's house for him to sign my jersey, and then my wife called me after 5 hours and told me just to come home.
What a weirdo.
All right.
I once flew to London to see a country festival that starred Michael Ray. Now, out of those three, we have the Barracuda woman over there. Barracuda. We have that going on with Lana. We have Kevin, who was waiting outside Tom Brady's house, or myself, who went to London for a country festival to see Michael Ray. Who is telling the truth, JR, Lana, or Kevin?
The Tom Brady.
You think that Kevin waited outside Tom Brady's house for 5 hours? Now, he is a giant fan, but he did not do that. That is not correct.
I do know where he lives, but I have not been there.
Also creepy. No, it's good.
All right, you got one more guess, right, Mick. Don't worry. One more guess.
All right, so is it one the snorkeling guess, or is it me going to London?
Gosh. I'm going with Lana.
You think Lana went snorkeling and she ran into some barracuda?
Yes.
Ooh, barracuda. You are correct.
Let's go, Mick. That's what I'm talking about, Mick. Oh, man. Awesome job. You just got Adventure Island tickets, 2 tickets, and a parking pass. Congratulations, man.
Beautiful.
And now, what do we know about Lana?
She loves barracuda.
Yes, she does.
That's what we got. All right, man. Hang on.
I have no idea. I don't know what different fish look like.
It's okay. So, I'm just glad you're okay.
Yeah. All right. That's the most important thing. Yes, you could have.
All right. Hang on for me, Mick.
Okay, buddy.
All right. There you go. You got it right.
Good thing I had those flippers on and I was going super fast after that.
So. You're like Phelps out there. It's unbelievable.
That's what they were calling me.
Right. It's unbelievable.
Swim, Phelps, swim.
No, you're like, it's Phillips. It's Phillips. A lot of Phillips. All right. We'll have some more tickets for you tomorrow at 8:40. And then Travis will hook you up this afternoon at 4:40. 9:10. Who do we got?
Me!
Trending in Tampa Bay, Kevin Evil. Non-stop country till then. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran, pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF graduate.
Go Bulls!
And part-time alligator wrestler, Kevin Ebel, trending in Tampa Bay. It is just mating season, so be careful out there, okay?
It's just part-time, people. Okay, We're not full-time yet. I'm not to that level. JR, you remember Friday morning, you and I went out in the parking lot, 5:49 in the morning, watched SpaceX go up to the International Space Station.
Not only that, manned. It was a manned flight.
A manned flight, Lon. It was awesome. Always love a good launch. And so did you know that the crew that blasted off in November, they're still up there?
Oh, really?
They're coming home this week. Now, they were supposed to come home tomorrow, but now that's being postponed. They're now going to come home on Saturday.
What, they missed their flight or what?
I believe it's going to be true
weather
one.
Conditions.
Yeah, so the splashdown targeted for 11:36 in the Gulf of Mexico.
Cool. Now, when you say splashdown, I mean, how fast are they coming?
No, because they break away from it, and then they're in like this capsule
correct.
That has a parachute that goes down.
Have you seen the old Apollo videos?
Have you seen
them?
Apollo 13, the movie?
They have these huge parachutes that bring them back down to Earth.
So it's not 9.8 then.
They're not falling at 9.8 meters per second. No.
Okay. No, that wouldn't be good. So they're coming back Saturday. It's set to undock from the space station on Friday at 5:55 in the afternoon. But
and
yeah,
I heard
coming
it's
back Saturday.
Be in the Gulf of Mexico, too.
I just said that, Lana.
Oh, yeah, listening.
Hold on. Echo.
Hello.
Now we're paying attention. All here we go. Right.
Well, Vita Vea, who plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's a defensive tackle, broke his ankle week 5, came back for the NFC Championship game, played against the Packers, played against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and the team just picked up his 5th-year option.
Nice.
He was a first-round draft pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2018. He'll be around for a few more years. And finally, Governor Ron DeSantis, he has not extended the state of emergency, which has been going in 60-day increments.
Okay.
He's just been renewing it. Well, it didn't It was up yesterday, and he did not renew it. So that will have an impact on your mask wearing here in the Tampa Bay area. It's up to Florida counties and cities to pass their own emergency orders. So Hillsborough, Pinellas, Manatee counties, they all have emergency orders in place. And also those school districts will continue to have students and staff wear masks at schools. Pasco County, they don't have a mask order in place, but the Pasco County School Superintendent said yesterday that they will keep face masks on students for the rest of the school year. They will revisit it for the fall semester. So that's what's happening. Pasco County, you already don't have it outside of the schools.
So a restaurant's already in Pasco County.
It's already been like this.
Got it.
Yeah. Pinellas County Commissioners, they are set to meet today to extend their local emergency that will last until May the 7th. But as of now, they have it. But yeah, Pasco County doesn't have it. So that's what's going on. The governor said it's up to our local leaders and for us to do what we can do here in the Tampa Bay area. So we'll see what happens. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
And Lana, where are they going to be splashing down at?
In the Gulf of Mexico.
Thank you. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We love being a part of your morning. And what was your highlight of the show, Kevin?
So we're playing our game Choose Your Adventure for Adventure Island tickets. We're doing this at 8:40. We had Mick on the phone today. So the way the game works is we give you three adventures. Two of them are not real. One of them is real. Well, my adventure today was that I went to Tom Brady's house. Stood outside his house, wanted him to sign my jersey. Then my wife called after 5 hours. I'd come home.
Yes.
And Mick thought that was the real adventure. It was not. I've never been to Tom Brady's house. I would love to meet him, obviously. Yeah, but
love to get his signature.
It's not an adventure for mine. So yeah. I thought that was great. Thank you, Mick, for thinking that I'm a Super Bucks fan, which I am. Yeah. But I'm not going to go to that level.
We learned the real adventure was Lana going to the Keys and snorkeling and almost running into a family of barracudas.
That happened.
That is correct. That did happen.
And she still has all fingers, so we're very excited about that.
Exactly.
All right. Very nice. What was your highlight, Lana?
We did a feel-good story about a woman who was speeding on Tarpon Avenue here in the Tampa Bay area. Cop pulled her over. He did not write her a ticket. He only gave her a warning, but she knew that that ticket would have been $253. Oof. So what she did, she wrote a nice little card to the officer and thanked him for letting her go. I learned my lesson and I would like to take this $253 and I would like to offer it to the Officer Magley Fund, Deputy Michael Magley, who lost his life earlier this year in the line of duty. So she donated that money to his fund. So I thought, what a great thing to do, because people don't do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I just really, sometimes we don't know her name, but we think she's an awesome person.
So. Well, it's like if you get off with a warning, you're like, oh man, got away with that one.
Right.
But she turned that into a great situation, and no pun intended, but paid it forward. So I thought that was a really, really cool story.
Yes.
All right. Have a great day. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we'll have another keyword worth $500.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.